our lives today. Here's this week's message.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, and it is found in chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him about whom Moses and the law and the prophets wrote, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said of him, "Here is truly an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." Nathanael asked him, "Where did you get to know me?" Jesus answered, "I saw you under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael replied, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." The Gospel of our Lord. That question, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" is an important question. When I was reading over the passage a few times this week, I kept trying to imagine how Nathanael said it. Was it, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" I'm not sure exactly how he said it, but I do know the one way he didn't. I don't think he said it as a joke or as in sarcasm. I think he was truly pondering this question and that he was really concerned about it. I know a lot of the questions I ask like this tend to be sarcastic. In a Nazarene's pastor think tank that I'm in, there was an article about a group of pastors and priests blessing the Ohio River. And it sparked some conversation, and my response was, "Has anything in Ohio ever really been blessed?" And it was in complete sarcasm, as my best friend is from Ohio, and a number of my friends are. I know that there is a number of great things from Ohio. I've even heard of the cheese barn, which is apparently the greatest thing from Ohio. But I don't think Nathanael was asking his friends a question like that. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" I think he was serious about it. I think he really meant this question. And part of it is because Nazareth wasn't that great of an area. To hear somebody say, "We found the Messiah, we found the one that has been prophesied about for centuries and millennia," to come out of a dirty little old town like Nazareth must have been a little bit mind-boggling. What do you mean this small, this poor, this mediocre town? What do you mean you found the Messiah coming from there? Do you not mean Jerusalem? Do you not mean Rome? Do you not mean Athens? Do you not mean Sparta? Do you not mean one of the great cities? No, we found him, and he's coming from Nazareth. Nathanael didn't know what to do with that information. How can anything good come out of that small, dirty little town? There's nothing great about it. This is a mindset that's not faded. Questions are still being asked like that even today, where we go to certain parts of town and wonder, why are they building that building there? Don't they know nothing good is in that part of town? Why are you going to that place? Do you not know that there's nothing good about that? I won't say anything too much about this, but even this week, someone in a position of power asked a very similar question. Why would we want anybody from there to come here? Why would we want that from the less desirable places? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Now, I would hope as Christians that we know the answer to this. When Nathanael asked the question, can anything good come out of Nazareth? The answer was, come and see. And for Christians, we know that we say, come and see, because we know that the answer is yes. It's a hearty yes. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Of course, something good can come out of Nazareth. For one, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all the universe, came out of Nazareth, and I'm pretty sure that the Lord is good. So can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes. He was raised in this mediocre little town that no one thought anything great could come out of. But we as Christians know that God is often coming out of the small, dinky little places that nobody would expect God to come out of. We know that God works in the midst of those areas where we sometimes would rather stay away from. We know that God is working in some crazy places like Nazareth. And so as the church, our response should be, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Come and see. Yeah, I like it. It's yes, it's come and see. I'm not super familiar with Portland yet. I'm, you know, still learning it, even after a year. I'm horrible with directions and names of streets. But I believe it's Preble Street that has the homeless population, correct? The response of the church when it is asked, can anything good come out off of Preble Street? Our response should be, come and see. Can anything good come from those kids over there? Come and see. Because we know that good can come from these places. So not only as Christians should we know the answer to this question is yes, specifically as Nazarenes, our answer should be yes. We are named after this passage. It was this passage in Scripture that was in mind when we were founded and when we chose the name Church of the Nazarene. Phineas Brzee was one of the founders of the Church of the Nazarene, and he gets a lot of the fame and the glory and the airtime. But it was J.P. Whitney, who was also one of the co-founders of the Church of the Nazarene, that came up with this name. He came up with the name specifically because of the question Nathanael asked. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? A little bit of history about our church, about the denomination. We were founded by a few Methodist pastors that were unhappy with the way the church was responding to the poor and the prostitutes and the drug addicts and the drunkards of Los Angeles. For some reason, there was a number of churches that decided they were not good enough to come through the doors. We'd rather not deal with that. Can anything good come from Skid Row? Phineas Brzee and J.P. Whitney and others said, of course. That is where God is to be found. God is to be found on Skid Row. And so we could have chosen a number of things to describe who we are. We could have been called the Church of Christ. We could have been called the Church of the Way. We could have been called Church of those seeking to follow Jesus as best they can, because those are all accurate descriptions. But they chose the name Church of the Nazarene because they and we specifically wanted the no goods. Those that were unwelcomed in other churches, Phineas Brzee and J.P. Whitney said, come. Come worship with us. The churches that were moving away and further away from Skid Row, they said, let's get closer. Let's go to Skid Row. we as a church are for those that have no other place. We as a church are to be for the people that are no good. For the people that others look at and say, no, they're too far gone. A suitable name for us, although there's now a church named this, so we won't do it. But another suitable name for us other than Church of the Nazarene, named after the Nazarene, Jesus, who came from Nazareth, where they thought nothing good could come out of, the Church of the Nazarene could have just as easily been called Scum of the Earth. Because that was who we were looking to go after. Those that nobody thought were good enough. Those that had more problems than you can name. That's who we are for. And really, I think we can look at anywhere and ask the questions. Can anything good come out of that neighborhood? Can anything good come out of that city? Our answer should always be yes. We should be looking to find the places where good is coming out in unexpected ways. And so one of the questions I have today is, where are the places that others think of as Nazareth? Where are those areas around us that people think, I'd rather not go there, I'd rather not touch that? What good can come out of there? Because those places are where we need to be. Those places where people are struggling and those places where they feel empty and alone, those are the places we need to be. Dan was just telling me earlier about a possible ministry opportunity, and I think that goes with this. I don't know too much details, but he was mentioning that, you know, it's one of those places where I think a lot of society looks at and says, what good can come out of there? As the church, it's our job to say, come and see. Come and see the goodness that can take place there. If Jesus can come out of Nazareth, just imagine the goodness that God is doing in these other places. This weekend, and specifically tomorrow, we celebrate a modern-day saint, Martin Luther King, Jr., who made a terrific impact on this country and who set our country on the march forward. But I bet you he had friends and people that knew him and others that didn't know him. I bet you there were people that looked at him and said, what good can come out of your marching? What good can come out of trying to fight this oppressive power using your speeches and your gatherings? What good can come out of any of this? I bet you his response was, come and see. Come and see the good that can come out of this darkness. Come and see the ways that we can change things. Come and see the goodness that is coming out of an era that was not that great for many. And so we celebrate him tomorrow. And for me, on my mind, I celebrate the fact that he called others to say, come and see the goodness that is coming out of all sorts of places that people might never expect. And so it is my prayer that we continue to look for the places of Nazareth, that we continue to see and join in the work of God that is taking place around them. It is my hope and prayer that the Church of the Nazarene lives into its name. And I think our denomination is doing a pretty good job. I don't know all if you all know this, but we are in the top 5 denominations globally. Granted, we're a small little group. You know, we're only about 2 million members worldwide, probably about 5 million attenders worldwide. Not a huge number in the grand scheme of things. but we are in the top five most international churches as we are in 162 world areas. We're in places that other people don't want to go. We're in places that really we shouldn't be in. I won't name any of them because we are recorded and legally and for safety's sake, we're not allowed to say. But we're in some pretty crazy places. What good can come out of that country? The church says, come and see. What good can come out of that area? The church says, come and see. It is my hope that we as a little church here in Cape Elizabeth, when people say, what good can come out of there? That our response would be, come and see. Come and see the goodness that is taking place. And that we would continue to look for those little areas of Nazareth that are popping up in our neighborhoods and in our communities. Because I think if we're honest, I think if we take a moment, I think we can all think of places that are less than. You know, even for me working in the assisted living home, there are certain rooms that I'd rather not deal with. What good can come out of that room? That's where Jesus calls me to go and see. Those neighbors, those streets, those communities. What good can come out of those? Christ beckons us, go and see. We are to see the good that Jesus is working there, and we are to join into that goodness, and that we are to continue to work with Christ in those areas. Let us keep looking for Nazareth. And when others ask what good can come out of it, that we would invite them to come and see. Would you pray with me this morning? God, this morning, we take a minute to reflect on those areas that we know of that people ask, what good can come out of there? That may be detention centers. What good can come out of there? It may be communities of the homeless. What good can come out of there? It may be neighborhoods in which people have more than we could ever imagine, and so we think less of them and we ask, what good can come out of there? It may be a group of teenagers that we're not just sure if we can trust. What good can come out of there? It may be police or people in positions of authority that we wondered, can we really trust them? And we ask the questions, what good can come out of there? God, there are many places that people might be thinking, what good can come out of there? Would you help us to be your disciples and your agents, beckoning people, come and see the good that can come out of there. See the good that is coming from there. And that we would work in those areas to continue to build up that goodness, to continue to shine a light from that goodness, that where others are afraid to go into, that we would go in. That we would be faithful to the name of our church, the Church of the Nazarene. That we would go to the skid rows of today. That we would go to the areas where others are saying, we're just not sure if we're comfortable being there. God, would you remind us that although people often think that sin rubs off on those that are holy, that it's the opposite. That holiness gets into sin and cleanses it. That like the 10 lepers that came and touched Christ, Christ did not somehow gain leprosy from that experience, but instead those who had leprosy were cleansed. Would you call us into those places that people think are no good? God, would you help us to be faithful to your calling? would you help us to recognize those places where people think no good can come out of? And God, maybe it's not a place. Maybe it's a group of people. Maybe it's someone we know. What good can come out of that person? Would you help us to say, come and see. Come and see the way that God is working in their lives when they might not even know it yet. God, in those uncomfortable places, would you help us to respond with, here I am. Send me. Here we are. Send us. God, we are grateful that you do not call us to be comfortable, but that you call us to be holy. God, would you help us to live into our name, knowing that we are named after the one who people thought no good could come out of where he was from. That we are for a church of the no goods, because you are good, and you invite us into your life. And so we follow after you. And the places that you go, would you help us to respond like we did just a few songs ago when we loudly and boldly sang, I have decided to follow Jesus. Would you help us to sing that loudly and boldly, even when you leadeth us into uncomfortable places? When you lead us into those areas that others say are no good, God, help us to continue to proclaim, I have decided to follow Jesus, and I'm going where he's going. We ask these things in your holy and wonderful name. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. We hope this sermon has encouraged you with the gospel of Jesus. More sermons are available online at our website, capenazarene.org. May God bless you abundantly as you serve him today.